slides, I call them. I don't know what they are. Yes, yes, you know. That you end on the bottom of them, you know, and just have to jump off. We've got those down here for the churches, yeah.
It's a nice park, isn't it?
Well, that's in the school, around the school up there, too. Oh, the park, they've got everything up there.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about the school.
What did they say on December 25th in the morning? What would they say?
Merry Christmas, or sometimes Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. That's what the kids would holler at you, you know, Christmas gift. But Merry Christmas and Pleasant Christmas, something. Of course, the older ones had a little more sense. We knew we'd get something anyway, so it didn't
make any difference. What about January the 1st, what would you say?
Well, Happy New Year.
Would you ever, for instance, it's a great day, or it's a great, would you use the term great in that sense? Oh, it's a great day.
Yes, I do now. It's like we had one a few days ago, it was just like this all day long. This sun was just in here, and I said, this has been a fine day or a great day. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm fine, I think I used that day. To my neighbor, I said, hasn't this been a fine day?
Mm-hmm. What term would you have if I would ask you, if you had time, as I say, do you have time to help me with this? And you say, I guess, or I think, or I...
Well, see, if I had the time, I'd try to be finding it, and I'd say, well, yes, I guess I can make the time and find it. But if I couldn't, I'd just tell them. Mm-hmm. Like I had to tell you how to go on, I couldn't be here.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can, I would try, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, now some terms about shopping, when you're shopping.
Yes, you go shopping and see what bargains you can find or do something. Or...
And what did you have, grocery store, general store, what did you call the store where you went?
Grocery store. Now we call them by names.
Yeah.
Call them name, you know.
Yeah, you don't say. I never hear the term grocery store.
I don't either.
A&P, this or that.
Red Front. Mm-hmm. At Red Front we have up here some good store. I notice the bargains in it too. It's so far up, I don't go up there often because the park carry. I can go up over there with the if I want to. He says, anytime come, he can take me up, but I don't like to do it. What little difference there is in things. Of course. We have the Kroger. Mm-hmm. And Barbara both down here, I take it, and then three blocks of them, and so I don't have to.
What, if you're in the store, you would point to the clerk and you'd, in respect to something that you'd like, and what would you say? Those are the kind I
know. Well, I'd say, let me see that, if I want, or there's the brand I want, or whatever it is, you see, designated, whatever it was.
Now you used to put it in paper, and they would call that what, wrapping?
Wrapping paper. Uh-huh. Now it's everything sacked, bagged.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, there's a few things you have to tie up.
Well, they say he raffled or wrapped, remember?
Wrapped.
Wrapped it up.
Well, it's often you'd hear the word, do you want me to tie that up?
Well,
they have to tie a string around, you know, if you want to tie that up.
If he put so much in that it fell out, you say there's too... You put too much in it?
Yes, there's too... Your sack, I expect to tell him the sack wasn't big enough or something, but just him say that, I don't believe it'll hold it, and too much for that size sack.
Would you ever use a press of which of these would you say? I never saw so many in it, or...